Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information this morning on the investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Police think the shooter got onto the roof of that building in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he took his shots by climbing into an air conditioning unit. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, strong support for nominee Donald Trump from former Republican rivals Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis, who said of President Biden,
"We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a Weekend at Bernie's presidency."
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer is calling on New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his conviction on bribery charges yesterday. King Charles has arrived at the opening of Parliament. His speech will lay out the government's legislative program for the coming year. This is ABC News. Officials in Bangladesh are now urging all of the country's universities to close down today, a day after violent protests by students over a government job quota system. At least 6 people have been killed in the protests. Another beach rescue of someone suddenly trapped in the sand, this one on San Diego's Mission Beach. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Rescue crews say the 16-year-old was digging a 6 to 8 foot hole in the sand when it collapsed, trapping her neck deep. Rescuers dug for about 15 minutes. Lifeguards, park rangers, and firefighters eventually helping lift her out of the sand. As they carried her off the beach, she flashed a peace sign.
Safety experts are reminding all beachgoers, don't dig yourself into a hole much past your knees, and be sure to fill holes back when you're done. And history for the Los Angeles Lakers. ESPN says former WNBA star Lindsay Harding will join the coaching staff of head coach J.J. Redick. That would make her the first woman full-time coach in history. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, you know, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, you know, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. 2 kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelich says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated sprinkle this afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sun. 74 our high today. Clear tonight, down to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. Friday, sunny with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us. And public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Night. You're back.
I'm back, baby. Back better than ever. I got new energy. I slept. I got my teeth are. I'm never going to mention my teeth again. I don't know if I ever did mention it,
It's not at all.
Done. 4 hours in the chair, and it's
how's your pocket? How's your pocket?
Good. I wanted to spend $2,800 on something yesterday.
Kind of like winning the lottery.
But the opposite way.
That's
how can I donate $2,800 someplace? Yes.
A lot of painkillers for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's gone.
Yeah. You know what's the most overrated thing in the world? The most overpriced thing in the world? I'm going to tell you.
There's a lot.
Mouthwash. So they said, hey, get this Listerine, you know, mouthwash.
Yeah.
Okay. $21 for the bottle.
No, it's not. You.
It's probably one of those that helps.
Yeah.
Like enamel and all
that.
Did
you buy it from them?
Yeah. Bought it from CVS.
Really?
$21. I mean, it's a good sized bottle, but it's $21. Okay. You know what it basically is?
Well, alcohol in there.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
And flavored. So I could buy a bottle of vodka for $7, put a little Tang in it. Same exact thing.
I'm surprised you didn't do that.
I might do that. But now that I spent $21, I'm drinking every drop of that.
They're not going to take it back.
But it's like 99% water and like 1% alcohol or something. Is that crazy?
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just Listerine, but it's...
It is Listerine.
But why would... Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they list other things in there, whatever.
Yeah,
but basically...
No. It's water.
What?
I mean, it's the first ingredient is the largest, and I'm sure it says water.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you
feel better.
So
remember we were talking... I was thinking about you yesterday. Because you got a huge business mind about how to make money, profit margins, yada, 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 yada.
They don't all work, but yeah, I do think about that.
But we were talking about a company that basically, we were talking about this at the golf tournament, who has like zero, what's it called, expenses to make a profit?
Well, no, nobody has that. You mean zero cost of materials?
Making boxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. Their raw material cost is
raw
zero.
Material, that's, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's a good
idea.
That's the
key.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because... The raw material costs, like when I was in converting, was like 60% of our
that's
sale.
What I mean.
Whereas if it was zero, we would have been extremely profitable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Something like that. It's like the profit margin is just through the roof, you would think, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of ways. So here, okay, let me tell you about my idea. And I don't know if I should give this away.
I know we are on the air, John.
I know.
Okay.
But it's early. I don't think anybody's listening yet.
Okay. Actually... It's one of those early bird get the people who are ahead of the game.
But
are
you are
right
such a – and we got NWTC, the student of the year, whatever, coming in.
Yeah, it's good.
You're a professor at NWTC.
I am.
The whole thing. So I want to run this by you. If you have – don't you have your students come in and say, hey, here's my idea.
All the time. That's, matter of fact, that's one of their projects is to come up with something and put together the marketing, the finance, the HR.
So I want to do my business plan to you right now.
Okay, well.
Because it's, okay, number one, it's got to be unique, correct?
Sure.
Because otherwise everybody will do it. Right. Got to be niche. Okay. When we had the gentleman on from the place in Howard Squares?
It's Commons.
Howard Commons.
Yeah.
What did he say they needed more than anything? Todd?
Wasn't it more like farmers, vegetables, stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you go to a farmer's market and you want produce, what's the number one thing you're looking for in produce?
Locally grown.
And? Freshness.
Oh, yeah. That would go without saying.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's the freshest produce you could possibly have for sale?
Well, something you cut that day. What do you mean?
How about something they cut that moment? So here's my plan. Now listen to
me. We're moving the farmer's market to Johnny's.
No, listen to me.
10
so I
acres.
Talked to my brother again yesterday, okay? We're going to do that. We've got this big pile of old logs, old pine trees that were cut down, okay?
Yeah.
Big, huge pile. We're going to take the winch from his Jeep. We're going to make this fence like a border fence like you see at national parks out of logs. I'm going to Peshtigo. I'm going to the place that Big Wayne told us about.
Drill it in.
Growing all these fresh mushrooms. But here's the difference. Here's what's going to make my...
Oh, I see where you're going. I like it.
I'm going to get some small logs and cut them up and grow them in there and take them to my stand at the Howard Commons? Howard Market?
No.
Commons.
Howard Commons.
Yep.
They will still be growing in the logs on my stand. Can you get fresher than you picking your mushrooms yourself?
John.
What?
There's a guy that does that.
Who?
Are you serious? Yeah, I am. Who? I bought the logs from him.
Shut up.
And I carried them to my house. I walked home that day. That's Donna. Yeah, I did. There's a guy that sells, and the mushrooms are growing out, but I bought two logs.
He does that at the farmer's market?
Okay, let me just tell you. I want to finish the story because it
crushed my dreams. No, 6:11 in the morning.
You were so passionate about this.
I couldn't even sleep last night. I was so excited about this. Like, I can't wait to tell Jim about this. And
John,
he'll be like,
"It could work."
You're exactly on the right.
I didn't say that. There's a guy who tried that, and his logs. So you buy his logs, or his logs have mushrooms on the display.
Okay. That's what I would. Yeah.
No, but then the ones you buy don't.
Oh, so he's just got a display.
No. But you buy the logs, and he's got logs over there. He goes, you know, just
to grow your own, you mean?
Right, yeah. Okay. But he says, you take these logs, soak them, and then put them in shade.
This is actually being able to go.
So I bought two logs from him. I just want to say, Johnny, I bought two logs from him, took them home, and they never grew the mushrooms.
But the mushrooms will be grown already.
Yeah.
So imagine.
Then why would you just cut them off there when you carry the log home?
Why don't they? No, because what I'm saying is they can pick their own mushrooms.
Right. The log will be there as almost like a display, but they can actually pick the fresh mushrooms
right
there.
I want this one. I'm going to have that one. These are so fresh. It's mind-boggling. It's unbelievable. It could not be fresher.
Okay. All right. When we talk about sales and we talk about inventory, you would be out of inventory by 7:20. Somebody's going to come up there with a bag, with a little paper bag. That's what they put them in. And he's going to say, look, I'll take those. Gone. How many logs are you going to have there, John?
He doesn't know I've got a van with a bunch of them. And I'm just going to keep replenishing, restocking the shelves.
The log van.
Yeah, the log van.
And they're going to, okay. And
I think
can't
this is
crushed.
Actually kind of a cool idea.
Thank you, Todd. That's why I like Todd. I don't like you.
There's some questions. There's some questions, obviously.
Sure.
Think about that display, too, visually.
Yes.
People will just want to look at it and say, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah. Freshest vegetables in the world. You pick them right here yourself.
Yeah.
You could be eating these 15 minutes later in your house.
So are you going to sell the logs as well if they want to go home and do
them
themselves?
No. Just the mushrooms.
It's just
can you reuse the logs? So you can take them back home and farm
absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's called sustainable environmental production.
And you heard it here
first. That's a good name for the paper.
Yes, okay. I just came up with
it. Yeah, I'm sensing that.
I was going to add that to my report. Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
I still don't know. So you're going to bring these logs, and they're
they'll
not going to get crushed, but they're not going to get crushed in the van.
How are they going to get crushed in the van? This is a convert. I'm buying a van. I saw a white van, and I'm going to close off the window, darken all the windows, and I'm going to have it so the sun can't get in to kill them, and it's going to be like hermetically sealed van, and I'm going to grow these things.
Okay. I still think if it's going to be as big as you think, I would be, you know, when we started, we added a new
I'm not
product.
Talking about making millions. I'm making thousands, no. hundreds, dozens.
Okay. This is what I would have you do.
Okay.
I would have you put together how many mushrooms are on a log, how many logs, because I think people, they say, I want to do a coffee shop. I'm like, okay, how many cups you gonna, how many are you going to sell in an hour? How much? You have to break it down. I think you're going to, here, I just want to say that when I bought a new machine when we were in converting, and the first question that one of our board members asked was, what's the output? Which is a really good question.
Well, okay.
Had we done what, well, we actually
look
we
at
did.
This. Oh my God, Mino, that is a great idea. You're so creative, Jackie.
Okay.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Mrs. Mino. But John, if this takes off, if you're out of product, that's not a good thing. I'm worried about if this
yes
works.
Yes and no, because what's the number one thing? Like, what's the coolest club or restaurant you want to go to?
Right.
A place that's hard to get into.
Yeah. Just got this text in from Sarah. This is my favorite time to listen when it's early and Mino is still wild.
Still wild.
Yeah.
If they could hear us before we go on the air.
Yeah. You should hear this. Yeah. Has some potential, but it needs some work.
But what's the negatives? Give me the major negative.
Well,
people can pick their fresh shiitake.
I agree. Look, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're bringing these logs in. Let's say, I don't know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. How many logs do you fit in that van? 50?
In the van?
Yeah.
A lot. I'll have racks.
Right. Okay, you take them out, people. So if it's a pound of mushrooms, how many are on a log? A 1 pound?
I got to find. I'm going to figure that out yet.
John, that's 50 customers. That's nothing.
What do you mean?
You're going to bring 50 logs with mushrooms on.
Well, they're not going to buy the whole log, maybe. Maybe they'll buy like 10. I'm going to cook some mushrooms tonight.
Who buys 10 mushrooms?
A lot of people. When they're fresh?
Yeah. You buy them, you take them. I like the idea.
It'd be like, how about this? 50 cents per mushroom.
Well, then you're not going to sell any.
Why?
Because people aren't going to spend $30 for a pound of mushrooms.
Nobody buys mushrooms by the pound, Jim. It would take like a bushel full of mushrooms to get a pound.
You do buy mushrooms.
No, you
by
don't. Nobody buys mushrooms by the pound. They don't.
When's the last time you saw
a festival sells them by the pound? Mark, if you're listening, please
chime
in.
What do you say? They sell them individually, like 20 cents a mushroom, 10 cents a mushroom?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Because they don't. I buy mushrooms. I've never seen them sold by individually. Which reminds
but mushrooms
me,
mushrooms are so light.
I'll get to my guppy story where I bought those. Those they sell individually.
Oh,
I want to tell you. So I want to get back to your story because it's much more interesting than mine, but I do want to share this with you. So yesterday, the guy came to cut my lawn, right?
You can't cut your own lawn?
Well, I haven't cut my own lawn.
You don't have a real big lawn.
I don't have a lawn.
You basically don't have a lawn. I mean, you just got a little bit in front, a little bit in back. It's all driveway. It's old school, whatever. You can't go out there and cut your own lawn.
No. I've
my
never,
God.
No.
I will cut your lawn for $20.
Oh, I pay more than that.
I will do it for 20.
But, John, this is what happened. So I bought that pool on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I put the guppies in there.
Mm-hmm.
I had it on the grass because I want Milton to
you
get out.
You killed the grass, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't. Sure. I just put it on the ground. I was going to move it. So I put it on the grass because I didn't want him to get out and hit hot concrete. The guy came to cut the lawn, and he tipped the pool over. And he put the pool on the driveway, and then he cut the lawn.
Not knowing there were guppies in there?
No.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
They got chewed up?
I was looking
that's
for
good.
Them.
I will say this. That's good fertilizer. Because when we used to go smelting, we got tired of cleaning up. We used it as fertilizer in the garden.
So I got to go buy
can you get hold
guppies.
Of Big Wayne for me?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Thank you, Todd. My only salvation is Todd.
I will.
Mine on the mirror. Okay. To the verse, drop another line like a total with the curse. Coming like a freak
show, takes the stage. We give them the game. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. You say goodbye.
I believe in the sand beneath my toes. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. 63 degrees in Grand Bay, 64 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. So yesterday, we played the rendition of the national anthem from the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby.
Yes.
And as I sent you guys last night, a thing off the internet, the young lady checked herself into rehab yesterday. Didn't I say she sounded like a drunk girl
at
a bar?
You did.
You
did.
Karaoke?
You did. And she probably was.
And she said, no BS, fellas. I was drunk. Yeah.
I'm surprised, though. I mean, that was a big deal.
I'm surprised one of her people didn't say
that.
Hey,
yeah, let's not do this.
Because Todd, we've dealt with musicians,
sure,
in our studios during the day, and they all have some. They have that person.
Well, they also
their handler, basically. Their handler, right?
They have a handler with them, but they also have a Todd there too.
Yeah,
and to say, look, and you couldn't say that to her because she would. No, I'm
you know
not,
what? You got a sore throat. You got whatever. You got something going on.
But you go up to her handler, like a guy like Todd goes up to her handler and says, hey, look, she doesn't look right for this. And
exactly.
She's not doing it. And
because you can tell with a person. I mean, we've all been around enough drunks to know when
they shouldn't be on stage.
Right.
Yes.
I've been drunk enough to know I shouldn't be on stage.
I've been that guy.
Doing karaoke, singing Elvis about a half measure behind the entire song.
But we made our own decision.
But I will say, you know what? I'm proud of myself. I was telling really nice lady that we were with at your golf tournament the other day. I'm trying to think of her name.
The teacher?
No, Terry's daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway. And I said, you know what I find hard to believe? I said, years ago, and not that many years ago, I did so many golf tournaments where I do the morning radio show, come right out to the golf tournament, play golf all day, go have a few drinks, host the banquet, do the auction, yada, yada. You know what I mean?
It's and then like, get home and do it and wake up for the
and
radio.
Wake up at 5 again the next morning. It's like, how did I do that?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, because like when we left the other day, we just from sitting out there just talking to people, we're like, oh, can't wait to get in the shower.
I get to nap.
We were much younger.
We were.
I remember like doing fairs. You know, you do fairs when you're working stations and stuff like that. And you'd go out the night before and hang one on. And then you'd be sitting in the booth sweating out Harvey Wallbangers the next year, whatever, you know.
Yes.
I wonder why. I think probably a little
bit
with
age.
Yeah, I
don't know. What's the over-under where it's like, I couldn't do that now?
Is it your 50s?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't think so because I think there's some people.
Because I'm there, Jim. I'm there with you.
I think there are.
Could you do that still? No. Okay.
No. I went out to dinner last night with our boss and I got home like around 8. I am wiped out.
Is that crazy? It's like, what
had like
happened?
3 beers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, if it, I don't think, I want to put it to an age thing. I think it's, how do I want to say this? I think if it's part of a larger plan, you have more energy. When we were doing that, Johnny, we were both on the upswing to get somewhere.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I did.
That's a good point.
500 events a year.
Wow.
Now.
I will say this.
I believe it
because I swear
I say, Johnny,
99% of the events I've done in Green Bay during my whatever, you were there.
Yeah. But I was.
Or
I
they
was,
had him cloned.
But I would say, there's a couple reasons, but the main reason I just really wanted to connect with the community, but I also wanted to get reelected. You know what I mean? And I think that it's a combination of things why you do events. And I think you wanted to get your name out there and well known. So,
right.
It's kind of there.
But now it's like,
right. I'm going to go take a nap.
Exactly.
And when I wake up, they're still going to know John Mino.
My brother, who, was sheriff,
had
to run for sheriff every year, did it for 25 years. And I remember one time, because we're big trout fishermen, you know, and I remember one night calling him when, close to reelection time. And I said, oh my gosh, you see that forecast tomorrow? Would be perfect to go fishing. And we call this place the Shangri-La, the stream. He goes, let's go to Shangri-La tomorrow. I'm like, let's get up. You know, he goes, no. I go, are you kidding me? Did you see the forecast would be perfect? He goes, no. I go, why? He goes, ain't no votes to be found at the Shangri-La. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. The same thing. It's like whatever he did kind of led one way or another into a possible vote.
But I didn't want to be that guy that just showed up around election time. So right. That's why you don't really have an election time in media. You just want to get out there. Like Jarts, right? He's there all the time.
Absolutely.
Not 365 days, but every month he's doing something.
Every week.
Probably every week.
I have to say maybe this to both of your credit. There are so many people that we have as guests on the show that come in and say, oh, you were at my whatever. Or I remember, I want to thank you for doing this. You guys made an impression on a lot of people over those years, like Bill Jarts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people really look up to you guys for what you've
done. But I'm a firm believer if you could be in this business or that business, whatever it is, that's just part of it. That's part of what you do. Because there's other people I know that didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And
how did it work out for them, though? I just think that, look, I don't think you should enter in the, if you want to be a big name in media or if you want to be really a connected politician, it's part of the job. So no, I don't like going to events. Does anybody really love going? I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of us do, but I'm just saying that's part of the job. And if you don't want to do that, you know, drive a desk.
Could not agree more.
You end up pushing buttons for Mino and the mayor. That's what happens to you.
She's the greatest job in the world.
Right. Yeah. But you also make more, so it's not that bad.
No, we can talk about that.
It's not that bad.
Try to get Big Wayne, if you're listening, give us a call.
No, Johnny, you don't have to.
Because you
wake
just discouraged. Wait, Wayne's already working out.
He just texted in. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, I was just looking online buying mushrooms, shiitake, and some of these other things all by the pound. Nobody had. Mushrooms 18 cents or like up, they don't sell them like guppies, 22 cents. They sell them by the pound. You can look, my phone's right here. So I worry about the output you're going to have with selling the mushrooms off the log. I just don't think you're going to have enough, you're going to make enough money. And you got to buy the booth and those are the things that kids don't look
at. You know what I used to do when I used to sell night crawlers?
Morning.
You didn't cut them in half, did you?
Well, if they broke in half, I'd put them in and count them as two.
You'd pull them in half is what you
would
do.
But what I would do when I'd have a little coffee can. Well, actually, we'd use milk cartons. We'd cut off milk cartons. We'd use.
Yeah.
And somebody, I need 50. Sometimes I'd have like 40 in there. But I'd put some pebbles in the bottom for the weight so it felt heavier.
Oh, man. John.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
I think I went to confession, though.
Okay. All right. Well.
Bless me, Bob. Overcharged for some night crawlers.
The priest is like, Johnny, I want my 10 crawlers.
And I think one time he said, I bought crawlers from you people.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying.
It was the Monsignor Spalgatti. Do you got Wayne there?
Not yet working on
okay.
it.
Oh, all right, it's, all right, yeah. Excellent.
But today is National Hot Dog Day, which is, you know what I still have? You want to talk? I don't eat much fast food.
Right.
It's too expensive.
Okay,
I'm not even kidding about that.
It's also not
basically the only fast food I eat is Quick Trip once they mark things down to half price. But you know what I have you know what I can't do? I can't go to Costco without buying a footlong hot dog.
Yeah, I know.
God, those things are good.
They are. They do it right. It's the right bun, the right temperature,
yeah,
the right
picture of them up above the thing.
They do it at $1.50.
$1.50.
And all this inflation that we've experienced.
$1.50.
And the owner said,
Wayne. Big Wayne.
The owner said, we're keeping it.
What, are we talking hot dogs right
now? Well, we were.
We're talking a lot of things.
We were.
So, Big Wayne, okay. So, Wayne, let me, and I'm just, Todd, could you do me a favor? Could you turn off the mayor's mic?
I'll turn it way down.
So I can make a clear case to Wayne
before
the rebuttal comes out.
All right.
So you've got 1 minute.
I'll be quiet.
Okay.
1 minute.
All
right, I'll be quiet.
And we'll keep Wayne on the other side.
All right.
Wayne, you're going to put me in touch with the guy in Peshtigo with the mushroom seeds, right?
I thought we lost interest in that. Stuff,
no,
yeah,
no.
I will.
Okay. So I talked to my brother at our deer camp outside of Nagani. Okay, we got all these logs we've cut down, these pine trees and everything like that. They're just laying there in a big pile. We were gonna burn them, but I came up with a different idea. We're gonna build a perimeter fence like a national park out of them. Okay, and I'm gonna grow mushrooms in them like you can't believe. But I'm also gonna have some.
There you go.
No.
There you go.
Okay.
Stopping here right now.
Okay. Well, I stopped the business plan, and he doesn't even have the product yet.
We'll come back.
We'll be back.
Oh, my God. At two, Wayne?
Don't you try to think ahead.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It really doesn't matter what the political landscape looks like. Keeping our U.S. infrastructure strong, critical to Wisconsin agriculture. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dennis Wilsmeyer's got kind of a unique perspective on it all. He's the executive director of America's Central Port in St. Louis. He's on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, about 4.5 hours south of Wisconsin, and he says grain moving from Wisconsin gets to his port in a couple different ways, but it all depends on a healthy infrastructure along the way.
I would say the biggest one is funding of dredging on the river system, because if that river goes down and we cannot move the barges up and down the river system, that's a real problem. And especially with the high water right now, we're not thinking about dredging, we're not thinking about the next thing that happens, but with all that high water, there's a lot of silt, a lot of sedimentation, a lot of debris that's going into that river system. It's going to end up somewhere, and it's going to deposit in those spots in the river system that if we're not adequately funding the Corps of Engineers to keep that dredging going, to keep that river open, we lose a major artery of transportation in this country.
That's Dennis Wilmsmeyer. He is the executive director of America's Central Port in St. Louis. He says, think of the runoff from all this high water we've experienced in Wisconsin as snowfall. He said it really does accumulate. He said some areas will have 6 to 7 feet of sediment that needs to be dredged so that they can continue to use the channel. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Right now, grain trade is up. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Well, December new crop corn this morning's up 2 at 4.11. November new crop beans are up nearly 3 at 10.46. September wheat, 2.25 stronger at 5.33. Barrel cheese was up 2.25 at 1.88 and 3 quarters. 40-pound block cheese gained 0.5 cents at 1.86 and a half. Double A butter yesterday up 1.5 cents, 3.13 and 3 quarters per pound. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated sprinkle this afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sun. 74 our high today. Clear tonight, down to 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. Friday, sunny with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and...
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Big Wayne in the house here with Mano the Mayor on a good-looking Wednesday. I like that forecast, Todd, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's
today's
nice.
Great. Sounds great. So, Wayne, the mayor here
The theme song still works for me with the mushroom talk.
Okay, well, you all right. Okay, the mayor tried to crush my dream this morning. Todd is on my side, and you sound like you're not all in.
Yeah, I already put a kibosh. Okay. I put an immediate kibosh.
He put an immediate. At least I listened. Like Wayne, if you're
going to. There's so many holes in this plan.
However, Wayne, if you're going to be teaching, you need to let the student just don't. Put the kibosh on. Give them a little bit more.
They cut their hopes and dreams.
They cut my mic off for a minute. And I tried to talk.
They lasted 30 seconds. He grabbed my mic.
So
okay, continue on, Mino.
Okay, so here's my plan. So up at the deer camp in the UP, okay, we got all these logs we cut up and everything like that. I'm going to drill the holes, put in the little dowels loaded with the spores of the mushrooms. We're going to have a harvest that's going to be unbelievable. Then next year, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut off pieces of those logs with the mushrooms still growing, bring them to the Howard Commons Farmers Market, and people can pick their own fresh mushrooms. You won't find a piece of produce fresher than my mushrooms. What's wrong with that plan?
Okay. Okay. Now, number one, well, we have to clarify what type of wood you're cutting down.
Pine.
So. Yeah, that's where I gave you the buzz right off the bat, because shiitakes they need a hardwood to grow on.
Okay, we got some poplar.
That's not a hardwood.
Poplar's a hardwood, isn't it?
Not
maple.
It's got a leaf. Every hardwood has a leaf. It doesn't have a pine needle type thing.
No, poplar is soft, because I worked in the woods in high school I was a lumberjack. I was a pickaroo guy.
Okay.
And when they cut the trees down, I had to run in the picker bushes and grab the logs and then stack them for the skidder. And you stacked one side was hardwood, the other side was softwood, which is poplar.
That is a tough job that you have there.
That's what I did for the junior and senior year for football. That's how I got in shape. Yeah.
Did you ever see that show? Did you ever see that show? I don't remember what network it was on, where they're out in like Washington or Oregon, and they cut those things, and those guys have to go out with the chains, and the guys are always yelling. You ever see that show?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They had the overhead
cables
overhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cable. Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough job.
We didn't have this was an operation in Wasaki. This is all. Hey, Wayne, go in and get that. I just cut a tree. You know, they'll cut it up in 8-foot logs, and then they stand back and watch me pull it out.
Wow.
With a pickeroo axe.
How many wood ticks and deer flies did you have on you during the course of a summer?
It was just a two, me and then the guy, and it was a good day an average day was 400 logs, and then a good day was 600 logs.
That's incredible. Wow.
And then the worst part was, you know, when you're in high school, you know, I started sophomore and junior, I think it was, you know, so you're a young man growing, you're hungry. So what you had to do is you had to bring a pole out with a flag and stick it in the ground. And that's where you put your lunchbox.
Oh, so you could find it.
Yeah, because, you know, you'd be cutting trees, and also like, oh, I'm hungry. It's time to eat. And then you're like, okay, where did I put my lunch?
Yeah, I believe
you can't find it.
Wow.
See, want to say, when we were talking this morning, this has a little bit to do with what we were talking about. We were talking about how hard you work in the beginning of your career.
Yes. Same point.
I'm still doing that now, and I seem to just sitting
in my I don't believe that. But.
Wow, that's awesome, Wayne, that you did that. No wonder you're so big and strong. So go ahead, crush my dreams a little bit more about my new endeavor.
First of all, you need hardwood for that, and then you need to have them in. And this is where the mayor went wrong with his shiitake thing that he bought from the farmer's market. They have to be out of sun. They have to be in a cool, moist area, and they need to be watered down once in a while. So if you're not in an area that's getting rain consistently, you're going to have to be able to water them down.
What about my van that I'm going to buy? I'm going to black out the windows and have a little bit of an irrigation system in there.
Now you're talking input.
Yeah.
So that's decreasing your margin.
Right.
And then to do all these these drill spores, you're going to have to probably recruit at least, you know, six to eight youpers and have an assembly line. So that takes a lot of work too.
Oh, okay. What do you think? What do you think about my plan? This is another thing that the mayor was criticizing about. If I cut them up in like 1 foot lengths and bring them to the Howard Commons thing there, and they're growing live. There's nothing.
In the entire area.
Is there any produce fresher than what you're picking right here? In 10 minutes, you could be in your house eating it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
You know, you started at the final product, which is a winner, but you have to work backwards.
But, okay, Wayne, so he's got this one-foot log with these dowels in and these mushrooms growing out of it. How?
You're going to have two or three mushrooms.
Exactly. He's going to have, like, a handful of mushrooms. He's going to be out of product in 20 minutes.
Well, that meant some lady's going to, you know, I'd love it. Fresh shiitake mushrooms for dinner. Oh, okay. Let me put this 30-pound log in your bag.
No, they're going to pick them right off the log.
He wants to go and recycle the logs.
Yeah.
He just wants them to harvest the mushrooms, where the guy next door who has fresh mushrooms, I get the whole concept and the what I'm looking for, the experience of cutting your own mushrooms. However, you sell mushrooms. Johnny says you sell them individually, like 8 cents, 10 cents, 12 cents a mushroom. That's not true. They're sold.
You don't sell them by the pound, do you, Wayne?
By the ounce.
The ounce. Thank you. Because it would take like a whole bushel full for a pound, right?
No, it wouldn't.
They
would not.
Yeah, no.
I would. Okay. If anybody has mushrooms in their house, put it on the scale and tell me how many mushrooms it takes to make a pound. It'd be like 1,000. 500.
Well, you can either sell them fresh, which then they have a lot of water in them, or you can sell them dried, and that's where that's usually where the supermarkets come in.
But you sell by the ounce, not the pound. Okay.
Okay, I buy 16 ounces, John.
Well, I'll sell like 5 ounces for like $20. What?
It's all the same.
No, it's not.
I went online just to price out some mushrooms, and all of them were by the pound. So,
with the fresh ones, for sure.
Okay, I think Johnny's selling.
But that's a lot of water weight, Jim. It's like when you say you lost 4 pounds because you're a personal trainer. You just sweat out the 12 beers you had the night before.
When you buy mushrooms by the ounce, then you know you got the good ones.
So, where else am I going wrong?
Oh, jeez. Okay, John's going to sell them by the 16 ounces.
I'm not giving up on this dream.
Wayne, just tell me this. You grew up in this whole agriculture thing. On Johnny's best day, how many logs could he fit in a van? He's going to rack them. And how many mushrooms?
It's like a bakery.
No, I get it. Like a bakery thing. I get it. I can see that. How many mushrooms, how many pounds of mushrooms can he get in that van with those logs?
First of all, let's 10, visualize Mino 4? Coming out of the UP in the van. He's going to have one of those old school 1970s vans, you know, with the bubble window on the back.
Yes.
Eating up gasoline. So that's cutting into margin.
He's going to get a VW van that's going to break down on the side of the road like they all did.
Let's give him the benefit of a doubt. Let's say that he can get a 5-gallon bucket of mushrooms in there on logs.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And we'll say that's 10 pounds of mushrooms.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. How much is 10 pounds of shiitake mushrooms?
$15 a pound.
Makes $150 a pound. Yeah, $150. There you go.
Big
in your van.
Deal. $150. That's Johnny spills more than that. No,
I'll take $150. What?
That's not going to last you. The rental for the booth. Just the setup, the tent, your time, $150. And that's like if everything works.
Exactly. That's why I've never gone into business with Mino yet.
Oh, yeah. I've had that opportunity.
We got a texter. Has Jim gone to pick cherries yet? Imagine how easy if someone delivered the tree to him, he could pick them fresh. Hashtag Team Mino. Thank you.
Hey Mayor, I did get my hair cut yesterday by Dr. Dave in Howard, and he put that neck thing on me. I was like, oh, the mayor made that
I did. That's... And I was told Johnny, when we bought that machine, first question, what was the output? How much could we do? And You know, could we do whatever back then? You know, a few hundred thousand, $1 million. How much? What would our output be? I mean, can we keep up with the demand? I just know. I don't remember exactly what we made, but I'll tell you, it was a hell of a lot more than $150 a day.
Okay, but let me just say this, though. That was a ripoff, what you sold. Because I used to go to Vito Bertuzzi to get my hair cut every day, to Uncle Vete, we called him, oh, and he'd just take toilet paper and wrap it around your
and
neck.
And how was the wet strength? It sticks to your neck?
No, this was nice and, like elastic. And
right,
stretchy.
It's got wet strength, and it's got, that elasticity, absolutely. That was good paper. That was our stuff. Mm-hmm.
Overrated.
Yeah, you got to be good at running numbers before you go into business.
This reminds me so much of teaching. People come in with like John, and you put the numbers to it, and on your best day, you're going to make $150.
John, I'm sorry. I can see the pain in your face.
John, I'm so excited about this. You can't believe it.
This is what you could do. This is what could work. You get yourself 3-4 acres of land up in Nugani or wherever you're from, and you put out a ton of these things that continue to grow, like strawberry picking, cherry picking. People come in and they do mushroom picking. And they come in, they harvest them, and then you can sell, you can have a little lemonade stand, we always talk about the students about value adding, what more can you sell when the customer's there, but you got to have a draw for the customer. You sell tacos, okay, what else are you going to sell? So you sell mushrooms, they come up, it's like a family thing, and you have different sections, shiitake over here, and whatever over here, and people can come and pick and harvest their own mushrooms.
I like
you can
that.
Have recipe there.
You could have six different varieties
right.
of mushrooms.
And people walk around, they buy them. Right. And
then caps over here.
You have little recipes, have a little tasting kitchen, and for $4, you can try this little mushroom burger. Oh, wow, this is really good. And you could build a business around that. But this dragging a log down to the farmer's market for $1.50, for $150, that ain't going to work.
The thing is, though, now it's not John's idea anymore. All of a sudden, it's
John, I know, right? I know, right?
I was picturing, you know, how you have food trucks and stuff. You could build these little cabins made of the wood and have the mushrooms right on the cabin and roll that into the
village. Absolutely.
I'm liking that.
Mino's mushrooms, right? Right on the.
Mino's mushrooms. I like
that. I like it a lot.
We'll have the mayor's mushrooms. Mine will be legal. Johnny's, he likes to do that other stuff. My God.
Well, then I'm on Mino's side. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You Michigan guys.
Wayne, are there any mushrooms that would grow in pine?
Because you could. So wine caps, which are the easiest to grow. That's what I did.
Okay.
They grow in like sawdust, old straw, things like that.
Because we like using the hardwood for the fireplace and the sauna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, you can't have. You can't have all that gunk build up in the pipes and
creosote.
Chimney.
Yeah.
Yeah, the creosote,
All right. Well, Wayne, I guess I'm saying thank you for being a realist. But well, I'm
John,
still a little crushed.
We're not saying no. We're saying it needs work. Okay. Right, Wayne? We want to keep the student engaged. We have, as I say to them, we have another 9 weeks of this class. So I think you need to work on this. You need to think it through.
I'm going to go spend money and be in Jim's class and just be, heartfallen every day.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of all the marketing possibilities on shirts with, you know, the old van and Mino's head out the window dragging a log.
Yes,
you know,
right.
Mushrooms growing out of the windows of the van?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yep.
I need somebody to work on the artwork for me.
Right, let's get the product
first. Let's
get the product first.
But one last quick thing, though. What do you think of my idea of having like the 2-foot log there with the mushrooms growing right out of it so people can pick them as fresh as humanly possible? What do you think about that aspect?
Yeah, well, what you would do is how you grow shiitakes is they stack the log like a log cabin, like a big square so that, you know, they're all in one place you can walk. So you could, you know, in your little booth, you'd have a stack of logs.
Like Lincoln logs.
Stacked up.
Right.
Like and how, yeah, exactly.
And how many pounds of mushrooms would that put out?
It's ounces, Jim. It's not $150. Pounds.
$160. Okay, it's going to take 160 ounces. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Big Wayne, it's always a pleasure, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. I need some garlic, by the way. I need some garlic.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I know.
I just picked it. All right, I'll bring it in next time I come in.
Oh,
thank you, brother.
Good.
We're going to send a quick break. Frank Herman's going to be joining us. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming.
Red Solvang. Love him.
Born on this date, 1918.
Oh, I thought you were playing it because he tried to make a buck. Quiet.
Made a lot of miles the first 2 days.
That was a low blow.
That's what I thought he was doing. I'm serious. I thought he played that.
That was uncalled for.
But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down.
In Nagani with my mushrooms.
I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill.
Phantom
Lord,
409.
I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on.
Get and a I cup of Joe. Cab Phantom 409. Warm.
Never heard it.
Okay, so.
At the wheel set a big man.
No, 210.
He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. I told him mine. And he said the name of my rig is
Phantom 409.
309?
309.
409 was that cleaner.
309.
He
yep.
said, son, yep. this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver.
But it's a long
I could list the Red Solvang all the time.
That's seen nothing going to but bed. Lights from Phantom.
You know what, though? I actually saw this, Todd.
Frank's got a trailer.
So, do you want to know the whole story of Phantom 409?
Not really. If it's 309, 409 was the cleaner.
It's 309. I'm sorry. You're right. Yep.
You want to know the story? He was coming down a hill one time. It was real slippery, and there was a school bus, and he couldn't stop. So, he drove in the ditch, and he died instead of hitting the kids. But now his Phantom still rides the roads.
Okay.
That's, what?
That's what that song's about?
Yeah, Todd, you go towards the end of it?
No, that's
But I'm
okay.
going to tell you something
I
about this.
I believe you, John.
Just listen. Please just listen. I think that was... Just hear me out. That's all I ask.
And ordered me a cup.
Put me back.
Told
okay,
the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet. And the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels.
Could have been slaughtered.
Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid. And gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe
and Phantom 309.
1918 on this date.
Born. Happy birthday, Red Solvang.
You got it.
I got to tell you something, Todd. I saw this the other day, and I wish I would have. So it was like, I want to say 1976, WLS.
Yep.
Top 25.
Yep.
Red Solvang,
sure.
Giddy Up Go was number 25 on WLS in like 1976.
I'm telling you, back in the day, you'd have AC/DC and the Carpenters on the
yes,
same list.
And yep. Red Solvang.
Right. Yep. That was good radio, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'd still love to do a radio station where you do all that stuff. You ever hear that one, Giddy Up Go?
No, I don't play it.
It'll make you cry. It'll make you cry.
That's just a story. That guy's just like reading out of a book. That wasn't really a music.
Red Solvine.
He would dance to that.
You know what that's called, Jim? It's called a ballad.
Yeah.
It's called a ballad.
I don't know why people would. Well, okay. That's nice. Okay.
I mean, it's not doe, a deer, a female deer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's not, you know. Let me call you sweetheart.
That's barbershop.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
How about a quick poll? Red Solvine or barbershop? Let's see who wins.
Okay.
Folks, what would you rather hear? Red Solvine or barbershop music here? Let us know. Quick poll.
Don't hurt my feelings. No, I love our listeners.
No, because you didn't hurt mine at all yet today.
Okay.
Download the Civic Media app right now and choose WGBW or WISS and text us in the lower right-hand corner.
So you want that story read to you or do you want to hear singing?
I'll tell you what, though. His song, I mean, true story. Like, people would sob when they hear these songs.
Yes. If you heard Giddy Up Go.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear. One, right?
No, you played. We did that once.
Teddy Bear.
We did that once.
Have you heard Teddy Bear?
No, from you. No, I don't want to hear it.
We didn't play it.
Yes, we did.
I don't think we
did. You sang it. Yes,
I
did.
I could sing it for you if you'd like.
No,
Teddy Bear?
You tried to sing, like, I don't know, you were off. But
right now, it's 50-50 on the old poll.
Thank you. Red Solvine or Barbershop?
Barbershop. What would you rather hear? Barbershop music,
with a station I'm going to be starting up. I'm going to start up an internet radio station.
Broadcasting from the back of your mushroom van.
It's going to be back of the mushroom van.
It'll make more money than that
van. I need somebody to do the artwork for me on that. You got to start with artwork.
He's only got $150, so careful.
You'll be surprised. Today, as I mentioned, National Hot Dog Day. It is lottery day. I've never bought a lottery ticket.
I don't believe that.
I never have. I wouldn't even know how to buy a lottery ticket.
When it gets up to like a 100 million, 200 million?
I've never bought one in my lifetime. Really? I've never bought one.
It's only $2.
But there's like 50 of them. Isn't there different types?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to buy. Ask a clerk because they get commission. Just say to them, look, I want to buy, lotto. I want to buy the $100 million.
I've never bought one.
When my kids were little, we took had a van.
You had a van?
I did.
Do you still have it?
I said I would never drive
vans.
A van.
I love vans. I would live in a van. I could live in a van, drive around the country, live in a van.
Every 2 years we got a van. I didn't like it. But anyway, we took a trip to go see some people. And we stopped and bought lottery tickets. I bought each kid a lottery ticket. And that was when it was $50 million or $100 million. And it was just really, really cool till we stopped again. Just to, what would you do if you won? And just the charity that kids have, or give some money to grandma, that kind of stuff. Which it's my own mother. I didn't think about that.
I ticked a woman off one time. I was sitting behind her, Quick Trip or whatever, and so hey, they know each other. Girl checking out, and hey, Margie, do you want a lottery ticket? No, I don't think so. I'm just haven't been any lectures. Well, it's up to $14 million. She goes, oh, it's 14 now? Yeah, I will buy one. It's like 12 wasn't enough. And I learned I was drinking. I like spit up. And I think I said 12 million wasn't enough for you to buy $2.
None of your business. No,
Peach ice cream day. Nah, I'm not a big fan of the peach ice cream. You, Todd?
Nah.
Nah. Jim would be.
No.
National Tattoo Day. Do you have a tattoo?
No.
All right. It's Beans Month. Beans?
Bean trivia that day?
Yes. Remember your bean trivia?
Which ties into the text that's on the screen.
Yeah, what does the text say there, Todd?
Text says, how about name Mino tunes and replace world's worst trivia contest?
Especially the bean contest. What kind of bean goes into this? Black bean salad. What kind of bean goes in?
For the record, I made some awesome lentil soup. I'm bringing it
to
you.
That sounds so good. My God.
Yeah. Is this that?
This is
Teddy
Red
Bear?
Simpson. No.
It's Trucker Wednesday, baby. Trucker Wednesday.
Brand new.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, Frank Herman will be joining us. Ben Indiana Malcor, Kalen House of Rem and WTC, Terry Barr. We got a full slate, folks. Back after this.
Well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Pete Schwabba.
Wednesday night, we will stream live on Facebook and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We will be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome comedians Kristen Leidy and Katie Bowman in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.